It can be a challenge to find fresh, locally grown produce during the winter months in New York. It can be even harder to grow it, especially on an urban farm. Brooklyn Rescue Mission recently turned to hydroponics to grow bok choy in its Bed-Stuy farm greenhouse. Reverend Devaney Jackson heads the mission and is here to talk about their adventures growing bok choy for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Reverend Devaney.
Glad to be here.
Bok choy is not the most popular green. Why grow it in the winter in the middle of Brooklyn?
We run an emergency food program, and part of our emergency food program share was bok choy. So we were always feeding it to the people who would come to our program. And the interesting thing was they liked it. Some of them, or a lot of them from the Caribbean, maybe a few vegetarians were in there. The rest of the people, we had to cook it and serve it up, let them taste it. But they actually fell in love with bok choy. And so what we found was in our farm is that it's really easy to grow. So that is why bok choy, the demand is there.
What makes it easy to grow? It's germinates easily?
It's not fussy. You just put it in there, it germinates, and it just grows kind of quickly. And it's
not a lot of bug problems eating it up?
Not at all, not especially in the hydroponics.
Yeah, tell me about how you're doing this. You're growing this hydroponically. Describe that for me.
So what we do is we use a grow medium in a tray. We're using some Oasis grow cubes, and you seed the little cubes with these tiny little bok choy seeds. You water them, and you put them in some dark, let them sprout. Then you put them like under the fluorescent light until they get to, you know, maybe like an inch. Then you pop them into the hydroponic system. They get some plant food, and the water is recirculating. So it gets pumped, goes through a tube, and comes down through the hydroponic system, like through gravity. So it's on a slight tilt, empties out, and then gets pumped back around. So the nutrient is moving under the roots. And little by little, because it's outside in a greenhouse with the sun and the water moving and the grow lights that we have, we don't use them quite often because we're in a greenhouse and the weather has been mild this year.
What inspired you to spend resources on building a hydroponic system in a greenhouse?
It was always been my vision to grow the food year round. And we were growing it conventionally, you know, no fertilizers and no chemicals, but outdoors in the soil. It was working fine up until November. People need to eat year-round.
Right, yeah.
And they need fresh food year-round. So there you have a dilemma. We were thinking, how could we possibly extend our growing season? So we tried the little hoops or growing under the little glass, but we have a large population of people who want to eat in Brooklyn.
How many people do you serve at the Bed-Stuy Farm through your food pantry?
So we could say we have around 4,000 a month.
Wow. Now, you mentioned that bok choy is easy to grow. Would you recommend other New Yorkers with a little patch of backyard grow bok choy?
Absolutely. Bok choy is a wonderful vegetable. And you could eat it raw. And you could stir fry it. And someone told me that you can mix it in soup and cook it as a soup. That's something new that I heard this week. So I'm excited about it.
Now, I understand in order to get young people in your community to bok choy, you challenged them to eat it raw, and you're going to submit me to the bok choy challenge.
It's now, the rite of passage.
Tell me about that. Why is that?
Because, you know, our young people, a lot of them are vegetable challenged. And I know once they taste it fresh out of the ground, you know, plus they grew it, it brings such a smile to their face. It's like, oh, this is delicious. I got to take it home for my family to try.
It starts off sweet, and then it gets that little grassy note in there.
And they really liked it. I mean, you know, I go by the faith that they're going to like it because it's fresh, but they actually like it, and they eat it.
Reverend Devaney Jackson runs the Bed-Stuy Farm with her husband in a former abandoned lot behind their Brooklyn Rescue Mission. Thanks for coming in, Reverend Jackson.
It was a wonderful day.
To learn more and to get a recipe for hot and sour cold cabbage and baby bok choy salad, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about food. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.